Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome to a rainy Monday here in Colorado. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, and the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
That's right. Oh, boy, a lot going on in Colorado.
A lot of truth coming out.
A lot of truth coming out, and no thanks to the rhinos, especially the rhinos up in Weld County. We've got Cody LeBlanc, a grassroots warrior up there in Weld County, joining us.
Fighting the good fight.
He wrote a letter to catch up to speed. The chairman, 25-year-old chairman of the Weld County Republican Party, Hunter Rivera, was arrested.
Close aide of
He was a former
Kirkmeyer,
legislative aide to Boyer.
And Mike Lynch, former minority leader.
Lauren Boebert supported him. Basically, he had the support and was shoved down the throats, once again, of the grassroots by the Weld County rhinos. Well, he was arrested Friday in essentially a child predator sting. He is accused of trying to solicit a child prostitute, showing up to meet the child prostitute, only it was a bunch of cops.
So that's the problem with the child prostitute. Never trust a child prostitute.
Who then arrested him. And all of these people are like, oh my God. And now they're being asked again on Facebook saying, don't blame us. It's like, well, we're not blaming you. But number one, you shoved this guy down our throats. You're the one who made fun of Scott Bottoms when he said, oh, guess what? There's a pedophile ring in Colorado. You know, and said, oh, you're just a conspiracy theory. But Cody LeBlanc wrote a great letter to-
There it is, right there.
Right, that's right, to the folks in Weld County, kind of outlining some of this. So, yeah. So, Cody, thank you for your time. And I guess he resigned. Hunter Rivera resigned after all of the rhinos said, oh, my God, we're so shocked. But you make a really good point in your letter and say, you know, this didn't just come out of nowhere. What do you mean by that?
Well, so you've done a great job at highlighting that Hunter was really shoved down the throats of all of us here in Weld County. I mean, we didn't have much choice with him. I want to just circle back to circa 2019-2020 timeframe. Christy Melendez, the former mayor of Windsor, was running for a county commissioner seat at the time. And that's where when Hunter really came about onto all of our radars. He had run for mayor, I think his senior year of high school. He was 18 years old running for mayor in Windsor to replace Christy. And at that point is when we found out that there were some skeletons in the closet. And I don't, again, I can't go into too many of those details just because they were never proven and it's just hearsay at this point. But there was credible evidence at the time, and the parent of another child that went to school with him had come forward and talked to other candidates for Windsor mayor. And these people were all aware of the history and what had happened. Again, what was shared privately was that there was a, for lack of better terms, at the very least, sexual harassment of a younger student his senior year while he was also running for mayor in Windsor. So while he may have only been 18 at the time, I'm not one to make excuses. Anybody who's over the age of 18 going after a child, that's problematic. And so that was clear. And now we've seen this just continue. And the timing was just impeccable. Thursday night, I mean, it was the debate between Scott Bottoms and Barb Kirkmeyer and no-show Victor. But during that, Barb chastised Scott for saying that there was a child predator ring, even at the Capitol. And then not even 24 hours later, you've got her former legislative aide. And let's clarify, because I think you mentioned a few. He was former legislative aide for Barb. He was former legislative aide for Lori Garcia Sander, whose husband, in conjunction with Barb Kirkmeyer, is who accused me of committing election fraud in 2020. Nice. So, I mean, you know, this rhino deep state goes deep. They try to discredit anyone on their side. are on our side just to help bolster theirs. He ran the campaigns for Yasmin Navarro, our State Board of Education representative. He was actively involved in Gabe Evans' campaign and Lauren Boebert's campaign. He campaigned to be our chairman in Weld County as being this great grassroots organizer and activist and volunteer. Well, if you look at all of their tracer reports, he wasn't a volunteer. He was being paid by every last one of them. So let's clarify there.
He's
But
also National Committeeman for Young Republicans, the
he
Federation
was
of Young
the,
Republicans.
yes, and then his most recent, I'll have to find that, but he was working as the Colorado State Director for the American Conservationist Consortium or something like that, the conservative conservationists. And so, I mean, they were quick. They removed him from their website. They didn't erase the metadata. I still was able to see that, but I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous the number of circles that he was able to be in. And that organization that I just mentioned, that's where one where Heidi Ginnall was on the board. I don't know if she still is, where Cory Gardner is on the board. And so whether or not you're saying guilt by association, that's certainly not what I'm saying or advocating for. But what I am advocating for is you have to vet people better. You have to be able to trust that the people you are electing are going to have your best interests at heart. Nobody in Weld County had that opportunity. They were told by the Kirchmeier regime that you must support Hunter. And really, what were they promised?
And I think, and those are two key points. Number one, the fact, like you said, the timing, all of these people, Barb Kirchmeier included, have been making fun of Scott Bottoms for talking about a pedophile child predator situation going on and potentially involving people at the state capitol. Well, hello, it looks like he was right. And it was her aide, right? And like you
Well,
said,
more than that, Britta Horn appointed him to the
right?
executive committee, and Eric Grossman said, "I'm not going to have that freak be on the thing," and took him off, which is, oh, how could you take Hunter off? Well, thank God somebody had some discretion, and Eric, and obviously the Rita crowd, her Britta crowd. As you said, the rumors about Hunter were not unknown. And Hunter had an appearance, when you see his mugshot, you don't go, "My God, not him. I can't believe it'd be that guy." No.
Well, I think, and first I want to take a moment to point out Cody has approved dead pedophiles don't reoffend. It's like, I don't know how you have these appropriate t-shirts, but that's because I want to talk about this too. It's like, again, because my suspicion is, having covered this kind of stuff when I was a reporter, this is going to get worse. My suspicion is, in cases like this, typically they find pornography, child pornography on people's
No
computers.
kidding.
Typically they find previous attempts to contact or maybe previous contacts. It's not like, and you have to know where
Back
to
to his
look.
first radio.
Right, rodeo. It's not
Radio.
like you just wake up and go to Yelp and look for, best child prostitute, in Weld County, right? You have to know what you're doing. And there are other people involved in that. Now, we can quibble about the word ring, but clearly, these sites, they're not ones that they're on the dark web. They have forums. It's, you don't just like show up one day. And I think, yeah, maybe Bar, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and many, like even grassroots people who said, no, they had no idea. And you don't, right? For the most, not
Well,
like most
some
of them
people
are
had.
a pedophile, by the way. But the point is like you said, is if these rhinos, they ram these people. I mean, we had Britta Horn is giving them a party away to Steve Klundert, for Pete's sakes. These rhinos are the grassroots people kind of say, hey, wait a minute, we just have a few questions here. It's like, you guys are being divisive, you're destroying the party. It's
We
like,
want unity.
yeah, we're not the ones destroying the party.
We're not the ones soliciting child prostitutes. We're not the one running up $300,000 bills to an attorney who was fired. We're not the ones that created the absolute worst state assembly, which I was talking with interim chair Grossman over the weekend. And I was talking to him, and I mean, that was truly a weaponized incompetence is the word that I phrased it. And I told Eric, use that. I'm like, it is
Like
quite
that.
frankly the phrase. I mean, they took Britta's incompetence and weaponized it. And And this is a much deeper issue than just Weld County, just Colorado. I mean, Britta didn't get her marching orders herself. I would say, in my mind, the food chain goes Barb Kirkmeyer's a little higher on than Britta on their food chain.
Sure.
But all of their marching orders come from somewhere else. And we can quibble about who that is, and hopefully one day God will reveal who that actually is. But these rhinos and our overlords that are just the deep state. They're the ones that are truly to blame here. And anyone who enables them and refuses to stand up. I mean, you've got people like Natalie Tennant, who used to be a conservative and actually fighting for people's rights. And now she still gets some of the credit for that. But at the end of the day, she was one of three bonus members from Weld County that still voted she had confidence in Britta Horn. I
Right.
mean, you can't sit here and tell me that you're not enabling this behavior and this culture of pay-to-play politics, and whether that's money that you're paying or your loyalty or your soul. And I'm cautiously going to share this anecdote, but I was talking to someone over the weekend, and they're not necessarily on the conservative side of the party with me, but their comment, and they were supporting Barb Kirkmeyer. They said their initial thought was not Barb could never have known about this. Their original thought was, how long ago did Barb know about this, and what did she do to cover it up? Who did
Yeah.
she involve to cover it up?
Sure.
Because again, Hunter lives in Weld County. Yes, Windsor is split between Windsor or between Weld and Larimer counties, but he's still in Weld County. Why wasn't it the Weld County Sheriff's Office that caught him in
Yeah,
his thing?
big dreams.
I mean, that's the questions that people are leading towards. And I'm sitting here going, you know, there's conspiracies around everything. If you have a conspiracy that's good enough, people glom onto it. But at the end of the day, so many of our conspiracy theories have been proven true over the last
Well, yeah.
five
Well, I
years,
mean,
6 years.
and again, look at what, like you said, Britta Horn was weaponized incompetence or just weaponized, right? She came out last week or 2 weeks ago and said she supports jungle primaries. Well, that didn't happen
And
overnight.
Barb Kirkmeyer supports jungle
Jungle primaries
primaries
too,
and
which kind of goes to maybe who the puppet master is. But again, I think, you know, you see these people on Facebook whining about, oh, don't blame us, don't blame us, we didn't know. Well, the point is, like you said, they eliminated and they squashed and they intimidated and they refused to listen to anybody who has any questions about anything, right? Like you said, they still in face of the overwhelming weaponized incompetence of Britta Horn, they still voted to support her, right? Rather than saying, you know, guys, maybe you have a point. And same thing with Barb Kirkmeyer. You know, they're all whining about don't blame us and all these people are being mean to us
What
about
can
it.
we buy?
Well, the question she should be saying is, I want to get to the bottom of this. I am sorry that I attacked and made fun of Scott Bottoms. Looks like he was right, and maybe I should join forces with him and try to find out, did anything happen when he was my legislative
Being
aide?
Barb Kirkmeyer is an advantage. You never have to say you're sorry.
But yeah, I mean, those are the kinds of things they should be saying rather than blaming grassroots for saying, what's
Oh,
up?
you're blaming me? You're blaming us? You know, our good guy? Yeah,
I mean, let me see. I've got a text message here that I received from a candidate in Weld County. And I'm not finding it right off the top, but when you see candidates going, they never supported Hunter, this candidate didn't. Quite a few others haven't, but they never supported Hunter. But at the end of the day, they hope that they can count on their county leadership to have their best interest. At the end of the day, if you're a pedophile, I'm glad he's weeded out, and I'm glad he was exposed. That is true. But if you're going to be a pedophile and be in politics, please at least have the decency to wait until you're out of office to become a
And
pedophile.
don't, and you know, note to the wise, the only people who, not the only, who are soliciting for child prostitutes online anymore are police. I mean, that's, but you know, and again, it's like Barb Kirkmeyer, their reaction is all, it's about them. It's not about the damage they did to the party. Because you make a point in your letter where you say, Weld County should be one of the most powerful guiding lights of conservative voices in Colorado, and instead it's ruled ruthlessly by these rhinos who viciously attack anyone who just disagrees
Well,
with
it
them.
all relates back, as Cody was kind of indicating in some ways, to 2019, 2020, when Catherine Murdoch came in and with millions of dollars
Yeah.
on one of the many Unite campaigns that, there's so many going every different way. I forget the exact Unite she was part of. But they threw out every grassroots conservative. They elected every rhino. And since that time, it has
Yeah.
been the leading rhino. I mean, far surpasses Denver in rhino-ness, or Boulder or anywhere else. And it gets county commissioners who talk a perfect game. I've heard some of the county commissioners, Steve Reams is now running, and you would have thought he was the most conservative person in the world. But that's not how they legislate. That's not how they run Weld County. And anybody who's and they know if somebody gets their foot on the door, that rotten door could fall apart.
Yeah, no, and that's where you look at 2020. I think that was, and somebody I'm sure will correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that's when Dave Williams went out of the House, or maybe he was 2 or 4 years later. But I think that's when the Nevilles were term limited, Lori Sain was term limited.
Right.
Perry Buck at the time was a conservative. I still consider Perry a friend and a conservative, whether she makes the right choices all the time.
Whether she is or not.
But they were all down there fighting the good fight, being actual conservatives. And then every last one of them who had somebody, and Vicky Marble, they had endorsed fantastic conservatives to take their place. And how many of them actually made it through? The person running, Pat Miller, was running for Lori Sain's seat with her endorsement. She lost to Dan Woog. You had Rupert Parchment running for Vicky Marble's Senate seat, who he lost to Barb Kirkmeyer. I mean, just the list goes on and on of what happened there. And that money was dumped in because of our open primaries. They targeted unaffiliated voters to get them out in the primary to get the worst candidates possible. It was.
Catherine Murdoch is a Democrat, right? I mean, she's a Democrat. So she intentionally, I mean, she openly and intentionally, we used to talk to Ted Tripp, the
There was a
Democrat
great
strategist,
article
about
that was in the College Sun who came out through the whole Murdoch campaign, all the millions she put in, all of a sudden in a Republican primary in a deep red state. You have John Caldera always saying, well, you could still have, and this was years ago, you could still have conservatives winning in deep red things, but we need to re represent, we have to have rhinos, moderates, reasonable people in these swing districts. Wrong. They were going to take the conservative ones too. They weren't going to go, yeah, you guys can have that. No, you can't have that one. We'll seize it over and you'll get the Barbara Kirkmeyers, you'll get the Dan Wu, you'll get them all.
it's the left wing of our party.
Yeah.
And I mean, that to me is how, I mean, you call them a rhino and they start hissing. But so many of them have openly admitted. I mean, that's the piece here. Hunter, circling back to why we're here. One of the pieces that we tried to make sure people were aware of when he was running for chair last year was he is an openly admitting moderate. I mean, you're in the most Republican county in the state of Colorado, well, one of, in registered voters. And we're electing a moderate, somebody who's proud to say that they're a moderate, somebody who's proud to admit that they're the left wing of our party. And that's who Weld County Republicans, the most conservative place in the state, elected to be their chairman. And no, nobody had any way to know necessarily that he was a pedophile, regardless of what had been shared with them. But there were so many other red flags with him that that should have prevented him from ever being our chairman. And we never should have been in this position to begin with.
Good point. If they had listened to the grassroots, right, regardless of what people knew or didn't, it's like, hey, he's not a conservative. So that's going no further. Well, and once again, they resort to their typical vicious tactics of, we're being divisive. It's all, I'm sure somehow Dave Williams would get blamed for this. It's like it's all, our fault. And they never take responsibility for anything. No, none of them have come out and said what the heck is Britta doing? They aren't saying that. And even with this case, like I said, they're not asking the right questions. All they're doing is complaining about grassroots people attacking them. They're not saying, you know, Scott Bottoms had a point. Barb Kirkmeyer should be saying, like I said, I need to look into what might have happened when he was here. I need to figure out how did we miss this? What can we do next time to make sure that stuff like this doesn't happen? Because it doesn't, as you point out in your letter, it doesn't just hurt Weld County. It hurts. I mean, you should see some of the Democrat sides. They're
Oh, I love
gleeful
it. Oh,
about this.
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Facebook page. I mean, since, they call all Republicans Nazis. So instead of Right Watch something, it's Reich Watch. And I mean, it's a big national liberal garbage site. And they've gone to town with it. And I mean, they used a great picture of Hunter and Lauren Boebert giving each other a hug and a
Right, yeah.
screenshot of Lauren Boebert proudly endorsing him. And I mean, truly, for their case, I do feel bad for them that their reputations are now
I
squandered
don't feel
based
bad
off
for
of
them.
him.
Why would you feel bad for them?
I only feel bad because you can't choose who you associate with,
Yeah,
and
you
what
cannot
they
choose it.
well,
That's
you
not, you
can't
cannot
choose
choose
what
who
the
you
people you
associate
associate with do after you've associated with. And so, but for that reason, I do have some willingness to say it's not guilt by association, but it is guilt for putting us in this position to begin with.
Particularly
And
because, as you said, they were warned on a number of levels about
yes.
Hunter Rivera. And it was kind of like you say, not clear who was pushing him or why all of a sudden he's a young rising star, but he clearly was.
Well, we
And
know it was payment for him helping Barb Kirkmeyer and doing. I know that it exists, and if I'm wrong, somebody will sue me. That's fine. I'm good at being sued. But somebody reminded me this past weekend that at our reorganization meeting last spring, after the Rhinos refused to follow the rules, Hunter showed up wearing a shirt that said "Property of Barb Kirkmeyer," and I mean,
really,
like
we got to get
that's.
that
Yeah,
picture
and so we're trying to find it because I know it exists and we know it was sent, but I can't seem to find it. But the piece that I really want to hit on is that my email went out, I don't know, 6, 7 hours after the news broke. The county, sure, they sent out an email calling for his resignation. I mean, I said in here, calling for Hunter's resignation now is the bare minimum. The people who
right.
helped create this mess should not be allowed to simply wash their hands of it and move on like nothing happens. It needs to be a turning point for Weld County GOP. And I'd add to that the entire state GOP. We're going into a state chair election in what, a week and a half? It has to stop. We have to get a good conservative elected to right the ship that has been so badly wronged, whether it's by a child prostitute seeking pedophile or a incompetently blonde spiky haired bimbo. I just don't know how we can move forward until people wake up and they put aside their loyalties to Barb and to other Rhino leaders, that just because they can get them a little bit of power in the future doesn't mean that they should sacrifice the principles and the reputation of every other good grassroots conservative God-fearing American that's in our party. So, anyhow.
No, I think, and you're right. This is it's a much bigger. You're right. It's and again, and the rhinos, because they have the Anschutz media industrial complex. They have the Denver Post, who's happy to see the Republicans look bad. All they really care about is their own little personal piece of the pie and power. And I'm sure Barb Kirkmeyer could care less that this week there's going to be a hearing where the judge decides whether he's going to let Glenda have all the money that's left in the and then some, and you know, in the future in the party, right? Barb Kirkmeyer has been silent on that. You haven't heard from Lauren Boebert about any of that, and they're, you know, and this is my theory. Some of them they want jungle primary, so they're happy to see the party destroyed.
They
And
want the assembly gone. And that to me is why I use the term weaponized incompetence for what the state assembly was this year. They wanted it to be the most miserable experience, the most awful waste of time that anybody had ever witnessed, and show the opportunities for fraud because they were the ones committing it, because they were not honest
yeah,
people.
here's how it will show you. How easy it can fraud? Watch us.
Yeah, exactly. So utilizing that as an example that they can then turn around and say to people who are new to the process, or even the people who've been involved for years that are sick and tired of all of the fighting, to say, well, you know, it'd be so much easier if we just got rid of that altogether. Like, we could just get rid of the assembly process, go to straight petition, or go to a jungle primary and use this as a way to leverage that. And that's what I see them doing. When you've got people like Natalie Tennant who have so many followers that are Republicans, but they are not involved in the party to understand the aspects. And so when they see somebody like her running her silly never surrender page, that is nothing but surrender, and she's going around chanting death to caucus and wearing shirts to assembly, death to the assembly, kill the caucus. I mean, that kind of stuff is why we're in this predicament.
I think you're absolutely right there. And again, I think if you're Bart Kirkmeyer, Lauren Boebert, I think you better be thinking a little bit more about your position here or your statements here, because as I said, in my experience as a reporter, because you know the Democrats are loving this is going to get
They
worse.
don't care. You have to understand how little chance. The Democrats actually don't care. Who only cares is the Kemp theories and other ones who want to turn the process over to the
No,
billionaires.
but what I mean though is the Democrats, I mean, the story's in Westward. It's all over the place, right? It's in
No,
Westward. It's in,
it's a
my point is, the point I'm making though is there is going to be, I suspect, because typically in these kind of cases there's going to be more bad news coming out.
Look,
And I mean, soon, I guess he appears in court, I think maybe Thursday. At some point, the arrest affidavit will be released. At some point, what they call it, the return of service on search warrant affidavits are released. There'll be, there could, like I said, you don't just typically in cases like this, you don't just wake up one day and say, I think I'm going to go find me a child prostitute, right?
What
Normally,
a good day.
there are steps all along the way.
No, and I know we're short on time and I've got to get running here too,
Sure.
but the one piece that I'd like to say here is there is definitely within the Republican politics as well as the Democrat politics, but there has been a culture in our country of sex, money, and drugs across the board. And that's been happening for so many years. As conservatives, I mean, that's something that we stand, I mean,
Against.
sex, great for prostitution, or prostitution. Yeah, great for prostitution. Let's not do that, but great for procreation. Money, you need it to move forward in the world. And drugs, let's leave those alone. That should be our conservative values. And when you go to any of these young Republican events or, I mean, I started the Teenage Republicans years ago and we were invited to the Young Republicans meetings. Well, we were teenagers. Their meetings were at breweries, they were at bars, they were at these kinds of places. And then as I got older and I attended them once I was over the age of 21, and I'd be at these meetings, it was always about drugs, money, and sex. And I'm sitting here going, we're Republicans. So I question where. Somebody doesn't just become a pedophile typically. There's something in their past that happens or that they were groomed themselves. And so, I mean, as much as he is a victimizer now, at some point he was likely a victim. If that happened within the Republican Party politics, we need to get to the bottom of that because we have to clean
Well, of
house
course you
every year
do.
that this
Yeah.
could
How do you
happen.
become a mayor for a mayor candidate at 17 or 18? He got introduced to politics. He met mentors who were Republicans. He didn't just go to his fellow 11th grade classmates. No, I mean, look who brought him up. Look who sponsored him. Look who promoted him. And if he was victimized, rest assured, somewhere in that circle will be the person who victimized him.
Hey, Cody, I know we appreciate your time. I know we have to let you go.
Well, I
Okay.
appreciate you having me on, and for you and your listeners, if you'll keep my grandmother in your prayers, she should be transitioning to heaven here in the next few hours to a day or two. And so we're in our final few minutes with her, so I'm going to get back out and go spend some
Okay.
more
Best
time
of
with her.
luck. All right. All right. You're not talking first. Okay. Thank you.
So,
Thank you for
thank you.
calling
You
so
have a
much.
wonderful afternoon.
All
Have a
right.
good day.
Thanks. Thanks, Cody.
Bye-bye.
And that's a Oh, okay. Thomas is saying he has his prayers too. This is from Jacob. In the future, Republicans should stay away from men named Hunter,
Yeah.
like Hunter
Leave
Biden.
it to the Democrats.
Momentarily, we're going to have Ash Epp coming on to talk about Tina Peters, but I think, again, and we'll have, just to let you know, we'll have Scott Bottoms on Wednesday. But I think these people, rather than Barb Kirkmeyer saying, "Quit blaming me and everyone's being mean to me," she should be saying, I was pretty mean to Scott Bottoms when I was calling him a conspiracy theorist and all of this." And
You can expect that one coming.
yeah, it, well, exactly. No, I don't think, and I've talked to people, that Scott was not directly referring to Hunter Rivera. He didn't have direct knowledge of anything like that, but he was definitely, he says, very clear cut. He's been working with the FBI. There were people, whistleblowers have come forward talking about a pedophile ring, and use the word ring. I don't think Scott meant that there's a group of people who meet at 4 o'clock at a secret location on Fridays and abuse children. But when you look at the kind of thing that goes into these dark websites, the app, somebody's got to find the child prostitute, they've got to promote it, they've got to put up these secret websites, somebody runs the forum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If there's an organization to it, and I think that's, and we'll talk about it Friday, but that's my. So I think that's what he meant. And for them to just, rather than say,
Well, they
I
laughed
wonder,
about it. They laughed at
right,
him. I mean,
rather than say, my God, that's terrible. Maybe we
Yes.
should look into that. Instead, they're just like, they just mocked him for saying the whole thing. And it's just, again, they're not asking the right questions. Barb Kirkmeyer should be saying, how could this happen? I need to make sure that nothing happened, on my watch.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, sure.
well,
Yeah, I bet. I
but I
bet.
mean, that's the kind of
She's
question.
been promoting him and he's been promoting her ever since, for three quarters of a decade. The rumors about Hunter were well known. And it's kind of like, oh, well, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
No one would have ever thought it.
Right.
Everybody kind of, well, finally. That's the reaction people I get from Will County and including Cody. And I go, yeah, he had that reputation. Maybe he was ghosted
Rather
in
than once
care.
again blaming grassroots, they should be maybe trying to fix stuff in. I see we have Ash now. Ash, if you want to go ahead and unmute yourself. Ash App, who has just done, I mean, she, I saw you on X saying, "I'm hearing Tina is going to get clemency today." And like moments later, and then Ash had the most, you just must have, some kind of investigative citizen journalist, guardian angel sitting on your shoulder. You'd already scheduled an interview with Tina. So first off, welcome to the show. Why don't you, and I'll just let you explain it because you do so well. Explain what happened, what Polis's clemency means, and what's going to happen.
Sure. So he gave her a grant of clemency through which he cut her sentence in half, effectively, and made her eligible for parole on June 1st and granted parole. What happens next is the conditions, terms and conditions set by the parole board. We don't know what they will be. I was looking at the statutes yesterday. It appears that they have pretty broad discretion. I don't know, Chuck, if you have any more insight into that, but they have quite a bit of discretion in terms of the conditions that they can set on her. So there's a little bit of anxiety around that. But it's she is my understanding she can get out either on June 1st, right before, right after. There will be a whole set of decisions that are made that aren't made yet, things we don't know, is where that falls. But I did get the chance to hug Tina and to, spend time with her. I spent 2.5 hours with her, talked about a lot of different things. She's in better spirits. I had spoken with her right before Mother's Day, and she was pretty down. And I was concerned about her. Mother's Day is always hard for Tina, and being in prison, I imagine, makes it even worse. So More so. So, yeah, but she was in relatively good spirits, and she's anxious to get out and get back to work. She wants to focus on election integrity, focus on prison reform, new cause for her based on her experiences
Yeah.
inside, and she's ready to tell her story.
And it's like, that's to clarify a couple of things. So, because I've seen some people have been confused and say, well, what if the parole board doesn't grant parole? That's not an option. She gets
Well, no,
parole.
but you have to understand they can set the conditions, and if the
Right.
person
Let's.
refuses to do it, there's no parole. So it's equivalent of being able to block it. They have unfettered, and if you could go to Judge Barrett and have him say whether the conditions are fair or not, you can go to the Colorado courts. Well, no, you can't really appear at election rallies where they're election denied. I mean, you've got a parole board that is far left. And they do not kind of go, oh, just do whatever you want. Come on. No, they'll take another pound of flesh out.
Yeah, that is the concern, specifically around the First Amendment, that they're going to gag her in some way around her speech and assembly and association. So we'll see what happens. I did Emerald Robinson's show on Lindell TV today, and her attorney, Tina's attorney, Peter Tichtin, was on
Oh.
before me. And she a Emerald asked him, "Are we concerned that there's going to be, are they going to mess with her in these kinds of ways?" And he seemed to think no. So,
Okay.
Well,
Well, maybe.
I guess I disagree with him. There's a reason why it's a two-step process in Colorado, and unlike a presidential pardon. When you get a presidential pardon, you get a pardon. You don't go, but you have to do this, but you have to do that. And there's a reason for the buts. It gives them more control over the person. They're limited only in the sense of outrage, if people are outraged what they have to say. But you got half the state, I'd say maybe more than half the state. You even have a congressional Democratic candidate calling for impeachment of POLIS.
Let's talk about it a little bit. Just, I mean, first, but first, actually, I want to go happy, and then we'll go even happier to talk about
Even happy, happy.
even happier talking about the Dems meltdown. But I want to hear about, because I know you're going to be writing about this, and I know probably you can't talk too much, but let's not lose sight of the fact that this is a massive win for Tita. This is, I mean, and what does she have to say? I mean, what you were talking about, she's already thinking about, okay, here's what I want to have to eat. I mean.
Yeah, so it is. I think it is a massive win. It's important to realize they are still appealing her criminal conviction. So this grant of clemency does not. It says shall not in any way affect the underlying criminal conviction. You can read the grant of
Yeah.
clemency. You can read Tina Peters' statement. You can read all of the responses from the Democrats or the prominent ones that we follow. Right, Jenna, Matt, Phil.
Yeah.
On my Substack, ashinamerica.substack.com, but they are still planning to appeal the criminal conviction and I believe also the presidential pardon. So the decision to not honor the presidential pardon. So Peter Tichtin and John Case and the team are still pursuing. So this is, gets her out of prison now. The parole board, as Chuck said, has the discretion to grant whatever terms and conditions. Even so, she is a felon, right? Can't run for office and has all of the things that go with that. So they are still pursuing for the appellate process to have the conviction overturned. So that's one thing that's important to note. She did mention a number of priorities for herself. Her number one priority is to see her 97-year-old mother. She misses her very much. She is very concerned about her, and that's step one when she gets out. The second step, or the second priority for her is to reclaim her health. So she is in not terrible health, but not great health, and the food inside doesn't help. It's all, she said, it's either sodium or sugar. Everything is
Yeah.
sodium or sugar. There's no fresh food, there's no vegetables, there's no, she said, sometimes we get apples and bananas, but for the most part, so her second step is to have ha built rebuild her muscle mass, get good sleep, and get good high quality food and water into her body. What she wants is a big, thick, juicy steak and a salad with real tomatoes and avocado. And then her third priority is that she wants to see her dog Minka. Minka went viral last week when her team posted a picture of her talking about missing her mom. Tina is very excited to see her dog Minka, is her Doberman Pinscher, and she's very excited to see her, but she does not want to see her until she can be absolutely certain that she will not leave her again.
That she won't be thrown back in there. Yeah. So, well, and again,
Look, if
in
I
its own
actually
way,
violate the terms of parole, guess what
they can do.
happens to you?
Yeah. And in its own way, I think that's so touching, Ash, because it talks about how the system tries to destroy you. That this is, do you know what I mean? That she has
Absolutely.
this most simple, basic wishes right now. Do you know what I mean? That we would take for granted, right? And that she hasn't even been able to have that. I mean, just the complete travesty. But let's talk about the happier thing. And that is how the Dem, like Matt Crane, Jenna Griswold, that she's on
That's a Republican, Julia.
KQED, and I know
Oh,
a lot of people who are like, oh my God. I mean,
shocked.
so let's keep in mind, POLIS also granted pardons, clemency, et
Yeah,
cetera, to all kinds of other people,
who
murderers,
cares who
to all
knows?
kinds of,
Oh, well,
that's cool.
we love our murderers.
That's cool. We don't care about that, but my God, he's releasing Tina Peters early.
This is a surprise to me. This part of the story is a surprise to me that the DSA is the one driving the recall, the impeachment, all of the hysterics around this, because this is the DSA. I don't know if I've talked about this on your show before, but they are challenging the Democrat establishment this term in a way that needs to be done. And that from the way the America First has challenged the Republican establishment, we can't affect the Democrat side of things, right? But the DSA has been in there like a wrecking ball. Now, I have said since December that I think that the way that Tina Peters is going to get out is that Jared Polis is going to pardon her or commute her sentence. And I think that because I think he's running for office. And when he runs for office, he becomes a libertarian, right? Like that's his pattern of behavior is all of a sudden he's very measured and middle of the road and, you know, kind of liberty minded. And he started using some of that rhetoric late last year, not necessarily about Tina Peters, but about certain things. And I think that he's running now. Maybe he's going to be appointed to Michael Bennett's Senate seat. Maybe he's going to run for president. I personally think he's running for president with the intention of getting the VP nod.
Well, that'd be a bright idea. Because, you know, I forget what percentage of VPs end up becoming president, but it's not inconsequential.
Right.
So if he can appeal, there are plenty of the far lefters out there, but if he can appeal to being a, you know,
compassionate, reasonable,
libertarian, you know, the other side, and you know, the idea, you know, the far left will probably get Gavin Newsom or whoever they really want.
Yep.
So I think it's a good move by Polis, and I think it makes a lot of sense for him. He doesn't care that the DSA wants to attack him.
Let me finish my theory here, because okay. In order for him to run for nationwide office, in order for him to have appeal to voters nationwide, he has a lot of rehab to do on his image. He is everything in Colorado that made Colorado a national meme has been done under, not everything, but you know, the most recent stretch has been done under his watch, and he's got to clean some of that up and give people a new story to resonate with before he goes into a nationwide campaign. That means, as I said in December, he's going to disappoint his party a lot this year. Now, what I didn't expect is that, and the reason that he would disappoint his party is so that he could say, listen, I stood up to my party. I was super brave. I stood up to the DSA. You guys are concerned about Mom Donnie. I stood up to the DSA. The DSA is handing him that right now. They are helping him get there. And that part of this is surprising to me.
Well, his real name isn't Jared Polis. So talk about a guy who can change his spots pretty quickly. He's the person who can do it. And with the mainstream press willing to play along, I'm sure he says, well, I listened to you on Saturday in the Peter Boyle show, and I congratulated Peter on hope he's recovering well from his surgery today, on having you on, because it's a different voice. I mean, you know, the other 3.5 hours I was throwing up, but having you on was the one I like. And Peter,
we always argue, but I think we both have fun. So
you both have fun. Yes. And what's so great about this one, Peter takes everything from his wrestling days when he was an announcer, and I'm never sure exactly what his exact title was, but he says, you know, you got to be a heel or a face, and you know, he's been on radio a long time where he's been both a heel at times and a face at other times. He was the most wonderful heel during your interview. He was disgusting. Giggling, laughing. It's a jail. It's a jail. You know, who cares about people once they're in that place? It's not supposed to be pleasant. He could have been a gower for Papillon on Devil's Island. He was just so hideously awful, so hateable that I just kind of went, that's the greatest heel I've ever seen, because, you know, people hate him already for Tina Peters, but after giggling and laughing and kind of going to every good point you made, it's a jail. It's a jail. It was a wonderful effort at being the most hated person on radio.
Oh boy. I mean, I had a good discussion with him. I think that there are problems in our prisons, and there are activist groups that have been trying to get attention and spotlight on this and make change. Now they're leftist groups, right? And a lot of the prisoners that they cheer for getting out are people that we all probably think should stay in. But the standards have to be what matters. And if we're talking about, Human rights, civil rights, you don't abandon human rights. When the state decides to punish you, that doesn't mean that you have no rights any longer, like the right to breathe air free of black mold or the right to eat food that isn't poisoned. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about that angle of things from Tina Peters. It is every time that I've spoken to her on the phone. So I spoke to her three or four times before I went and saw her. And then when I saw her, every single time she's bringing up the conditions, and it's not just about herself. I think she has a particular focus on elderly prisoners and the needs that they have and things in that vein. But she has it's almost like, an investigative body of knowledge from her front row seat inside. Those leftist groups have, kind of signed on to her positions in a lot of ways. And don't forget that there is a federal investigation into the Colorado Department of Corrections. So I think we're going to hear a lot more about it. And I look forward to arguing with Peter about it more.
Well, he can bring out his giggling, laughing heel side.
Well,
debate you.
And what's interesting too, and I know just a couple points and we got to let you go, but what's interesting is the whole, a few years ago at this time, our show would be banned for even talking about Tina Peters, right? Heidi Ganahl told me she couldn't even talk about Tina Peters because her donors said that's a toxic thing. And now, it's in Rocky Mountain Voice. The times have changed, and the whole thing, people say election denier, that's just a joke anymore. It's like, you're the election deniers anymore, right? You're seeing federal investigations in Georgia, in Arizona. The Trump administration is doing all kinds of things about election integrity. And their whole trying to just say, oh, Tina Peters, election denier. The 90% of the people don't buy that anymore, because we all know over the past few years, every single conspiracy theory has proven to be not only true, but worse than we even imagined.
Yeah, so I'll say this, and I'm, always kind of the odd man out, the black sheep of all of the different factions, but I have embraced it. I don't believe, I went to federal court and had to defend being an election denier, and proved, it is the, the finding that it is election denialism, as it is defined by the left, is not dangerous. It is speech, and it's protected speech. It's a protected position to hold. You cannot put a content-based restriction on the First Amendment. So last week, I don't know if you guys saw this, The Atlantic came out with an article entitled "The Election Deniers Are Winning." And that's my new favorite response meme. Anytime anyone is complaining, is I just drop that headline, screen grab of The Atlantic and that headline in the chat. I think we are winning. And here's the thing. I've embraced it because I actually don't believe we have elections. I think we have selection theater in our democracy, and that through fake voters, fake ballots, and fake counts, we cannot verify the accuracy of elections and determine whether or not the election is representative of the will of the people. So if it's not, and even if we just can't verify that it is, then we don't have elections. So I'm perfectly fine with it. They can call me an election denier all day long. They can sue me for it and bring me to court, and I'll win again.
Right, Ash,
don't go yet. Because the you said it's not dangerous. It's incredibly dangerous. Ever since post Civil War, whether it's the crooked elections down south of Jim Crow, all Democrats, whether the crooked elections in Boston, in New York, Boss Tweed in Chicago, for 150 years, more than that now, Democrats have been rigging elections. And Republicans have had the Barb Kirkmeyers and everyone else, the Jimmy Sengenbergers, saying, we've got the gold standard here. We love mail-in ballots and so forth. If finally, you can awake the incredibly obtuse Republican voter that, no, they've stolen everything from you. And they've done it with deliberateness and just beneath the surface. And what the people who have tolerated Hunter Rivera have tolerated the Colorado system that has cheated their way to a democracy leading. And I don't know. These days, quite frankly, at a totally honest election, you'd have a Republicans winning, but they would have a chance to win, and they no longer have that chance, notwithstanding what the moderate Republicans' mantra is.
Yeah, so I should have been more specific. It's not a danger to the Republic. It's absolutely dangerous to this, our democracy corrupted public-private system of government that we've been living under. And that's what we're dismantling in the second Trump administration. I think there's ample evidence of that. I'll say one more thing. You mentioned Senator Kirkmeyer. She's having a rough week, huh? So she's been Scott Bottom's biggest critic on the manner of pedophiles in the state house, and it turns out that she had one as a staffer, and she's also been the most vocal of saying, "Well, I've never seen widespread corruption in Colorado. It's just mismanagement. We're just mismanaging things." And then this, Cherry Creek $65,000 boondoggle in Brazil story comes out. So she's having a rough week. She's maybe should. Should do some more research on the facts.
Well, her and Lauren Boebert are vying
Oh,
for
that's
the right to
President Trump. That's,
and
oh,
she's a
yeah.
supporter
That's,
of
I think that's President Trump being the heel, to be honest with you.
That is, yes, that is.
Yeah.
Hey, Ash, Jacob has said here, you're here, his hero. You are all of
Oh,
our
thanks, Jacob.
hero. So thank you for your time. Thank you for the great work. Can't wait to see your stuff coming out about Tina.
Oh, thanks so much. And it was great to see you guys the other night. And Julie, we still have to get wine.
Exactly. Right.
Always wine.
Always wine.
Always
Always
wine.
wine.
Ash,
Bye,
we'll
guys.
see you later. Hey, and that will wrap it up for us today. Just a reminder, we'll have Scott Bottoms
Wednesday.
on Wednesday. So bye to everybody on Zoom. Thank you to the guys at BBS. We'll see you then.